The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I counted 19 different illnesses, and doctor after doctor would say, you're the worst case I've ever seen. And I visited 69 medical experts around the world trying to get well. And it wasn't until a man told me that if I would eat and live the way the Bible says, I could be well.
Health expert Jordan Rubin describes his journey to healing through natural remedies and God's creation and helps you find healing as well. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me.
Hello.
And we are excited today to bring you something that has really just been popular because it's impacted so many people who have watched this program and gotten this book and applied it in their lives, and they see some amazing things. And Tammy, I know you do some of the peppermints and some of the oils and things like that. It's always interesting, but some of this stuff, I'm like, what do I do with this?
Totally. Like, where do I start and what works and what won't work? I think what's awesome about this book, Randy, like, I've not even had a chance to dig into it. There's so much value in this book for us. And what I love about Life Today is that y'all care about our health, too. Yeah. And so you bring on somebody like Jordan Rubin to talk about these things that will help us navigate through some of these health issues in our lives. So this book is valuable. What Jordan has to say is valuable. I love when he's been on the show before. I feel like I learn a little bit every time from him.
Yeah.
A lot of great takeaways.
Well, I actually took a book took one of these home.
Did you?
And I said, all right, honey, to my wife, I said, I'm going to try some of this because my sinuses were giving me, it was awful, really bad. And so I went and looked and tried the different things, found some things that seemed to really work and help clear up my sinuses so I wouldn't snore so loud at night. So my wife appreciated it too, but it's these little things. It's these little things that are life-changing where we go, okay, what has God made? What has he put on this earth that we can learn to use properly? And Jordan Rubin and Dr. Axe are both very, very good at saying, okay, here's what this does. Here's the way to utilize it. And here's the best place to source it. And so we have just been privileged to be able to share this information with so much of our audience. And that's why I wanted to bring it back today in case you missed it or you just want a little inspiration, a little motivation to take care of your own body. We do care, as Tammy said, about you.
Yeah.
And so with that, we invite you to watch Jordan Rubin and be sure to call and ask for your copy of Natural Remedies.
Well, Jordan Rubin is back with us. I couldn't believe it. He said it was 13 years ago. My goodness, we must have been so young. We aren't. Hey, listen, he came in and talked about the Maker's Diet. He came back and talked about your journey to wellness. Well, I want to show you something. And before I introduce him, I want to show you this. This is heavy. Natural Remedies, Ancient Nutrition. Now, listen to me. This is the most magnificently laid out, beautiful book. Sometimes you see a big book, you think, it'll be too difficult. No, this jumps off the page. And it's Natural Remedies. We're just have experienced the most unbelievable thing in our lifetime, certainly in 100 years or more, and maybe ever, and it's not over. And we've got to know what to do. Well, that's what the Natural Remedies do. We can begin to build up our resistance. Dr. Colbert talks about that. We can build up our immune system. And Jordan Rubin is here. Jordan, I'm sorry we don't just have people applauding everywhere, but they're watching. And I want you to know we're glad to have you back online
today. I am so glad to be here.
Good memories?
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful thing to see you. You talked about eating. I know you'd be happy to know that Betty and I come to understand some of the impact possibilities of the keto program and burning some fat. You look really nice, but you're going to tell us, since you've been here, you've been through some challenges, but when you were here the first time, you talked about a major issue, I believe it was Crohn's disease, that led you into this journey that's enabled you to make it through some other challenges. But I feel like you've learned great things in your journey, and you love to share it, and you do it so well. So we're glad you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here, and to whom much is given, much is required. And so I knew that in the midst of my illness as a 19-year-old, when I should have been in the prime of my life, I was desperate, cried out to God. I wanted to be healed instantly, but the process, the journey he took me through, really allowed me to help other people who were either sick or, better yet, healthy and could stay that way. And I made a commitment to God. I said, Lord, if you heal me, if I could help just one person overcome disease or, better yet, avoid it, then this living hell will have all been worth it. And I try to describe what I felt like as a teenager, losing what I thought was everything, having to leave university. My friends didn't come around very much. I looked literally like a skeleton and felt like I was trapped in a prison that was my own body. And I felt isolated, alone. I didn't know anyone that was sick the way that I was. It was an embarrassing disease. I describe it as having food poisoning for 2 straight years, couldn't sleep more than 30, 45 minutes at a time. When I would leave the house, it was in a wheelchair and people were sort of moving away from me thinking I was contagious. And I knew that God had a plan. And it wasn't until I really understood what faith was, the substance of things hoped for, like this table being real, that's how real my faith had to be. The evidence of things not seen. And I began to spend time thinking about the future God had for me, not the present valley of the shadow of death I was walking through. And I knew somehow that what God would use to heal me, I could share with others. And so it's been an amazing journey. It's been 26 years since the Lord healed me. I've not looked back, and I've been able to help that one person time and time again, including through your broadcast and others. So it's been a real blessing.
Can you give us just kind of a quick definition of, or describe what Crohn's disease is for those that might not know?
It's so interesting. Back when I was diagnosed, it was really uncommon. But today, Crohn's disease, which is one of two inflammatory bowel diseases, ulcerative colitis being the other, it's essentially inflammation of the digestive tract. But I was in such severe peril. I had rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, chronic fatigue. I had wasting disease. I went down to 104 pounds, and I'm a little over 6 feet tall. I had issues with my eyes. I had kidney and bladder and prostate issues. I counted 19 different illnesses, and doctor after doctor would say, you're the worst case I've ever seen. And I visited 69 medical experts around the world trying to get well. And it wasn't until a man told me that if I would eat and live the way the Bible says, I could be well. And I'm a Bible reader at this time. I'm a young man of faith. And I never knew that the Bible had anything to do with my physical health. But when I realized that God didn't just want to heal me, he wanted to give me a platform that I could glorify him by sharing this message, it all made sense. And I knew the reason that I went through this. People would ask me, why'd you get sick? What did you eat that was wrong? Did you get an infection? They always want to know what caused you to get sick. The answer to why I got sick was someone watching today. And 13 years later, there's a new person in the audience whose child has Crohn's disease, whose sister has rheumatoid arthritis, whose friend is going through asthma. I believe that God created our bodies to heal, but I also believe that he gave us wisdom and he gave us powerful substances in the form of foods and herbs and spices. And so what we're going to talk about today is not just the fact that you can be healed, but a roadmap to do it. And really, Natural Remedies is a reference guide. You will use it every day. I've used the principles several times today, just traveling here. And it's really powerful because it is simple.
You know that God gave you the journey. With what you learned, the Maker's Diet changed millions of people's lives. Not only watching here, but getting the book. And then practicing and passing on the information. But you didn't stop there. You know, you came back and talked about the journey to wellness, which included so many aspects of wellness, which moving is very important to being healthy. Don't be a couch potato,
yes,
eating potatoes and potato chips. But moving, but you joined. But now then, you were already into this before the pandemic hit, but it becomes that much more important to know that if we practice these things that you say ancient, they're things that are absolutely proven. And aren't you grateful that much of the medical community today, it's like they finally pulled their head out of the sand and recognize that an adjustment doesn't hurt you. It's not chiropractic against medicine. Medicine, it's nonsense when you fight each other so foolishly. But also the natural remedies and food, that much of the medical community now is acknowledging that, thank God. But what you've done is you've come back, it's kind of like irrefutable evidence. It's like you put God's principles in place. Prosperity is the result of it. It's a promised land life, so great that you can begin to worship the blessings and benefits of the principle's positive effect. So what you've done is you've taken irrefutable evidence that is not just biblically confirmed, it's historically confirmed, and not doing it and ignoring these things, the catastrophic results are also undeniable. Tell us about this and tell us about your journey now.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, if you're dealing with a cold or a flu, if you're dealing with cancer, if you're dealing with arthritis or other types of inflammation, gum disease, you name it. If you want to lose weight, if you want more energy, you want to reduce stress, you want to sleep better, there is a natural remedy or multiple natural remedies that was designed just for you. And we look back through history, we even hear Jesus in what we call the woes. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. You tithe dill, mint, and cumin, but you leave out the weightier issues of the law." What that tells us is that dill, mint, and cumin are as valuable back in biblical times as gold and silver. So wow. I actually studied dill, mint, and cumin. And dill is amazing for digestion. Mint is great for the brain. Cumin is great just for overall wellness, aches and pains, etc. But there are hundreds of herbs and spices that your viewers and partners have in their pantry. They use them occasionally when they flavor food, but these herbs and spices are more powerful than fruits and vegetables. They're more powerful than vitamins and minerals. And we've known this for thousands of years, but we've lost a little bit about that wisdom. Turmeric is one of the most powerful spices on the planet. Everything from your joints to your brain. It's just at the grocery store. Yeah. That's the great thing is if you pick up this book, Natural Remedies, you can get these herbs and spices anywhere.
I know a little bit about
you go look spices and you're thinking this way?
I have.
And you didn't even know about the book.
All of the countries that you've traveled to and that your ministry reaches, they have natural remedies in the form of herbs and spices that they cook with. You go to their little shops, you smell aromas.
Do they know their natural remedies, or is it like accidental?
They really do.
They actually do.
They absolutely do. It's been handed down for generations, but we're one of the first generations here in America that rely on so many other medicines when God gave us these natural remedies. Ginger, cinnamon. Cinnamon tastes good. People like the taste. It's wonderful for blood sugar. Cinnamon is wonderful for yeast infections. Cinnamon is also antimicrobial. Yeah. That's just cinnamon. Everybody has it, but it sits there and gets caked up because we don't use it enough. Parsley is amazing. Thyme. I used to have this bad joke, thyme heals all wounds, but it really is amazing. Thyme has a compound that is antibacterial and antifungal.
Is this a thyme called thyme?
T-H-Y-M-E, just the spice.
And all that's in this book.
All that's in this book.
And
oregano.
With pictures for people like
pictures.
Me.
Pictures, yes. It's a picture book.
But now, cinnamon doesn't mean that that's not what you put on top of your toast with all the sugar and the butter.
Well, the cinnamon and honey, though, you can use. Cinnamon toast is one gram of cinnamon has been shown to lower blood sugar in diabetics tremendously. That's just what we've got.
Is honey ever okay because it has sugar?
Honey is okay. The best honey to consume is unheated honey. A little bit of honey is great.
From
too much
bees?
Rots the bones, according to the Bible.
Can you get it straight from the beehive?
Yes, you can. That's the best way.
The best way. Because we have access to that in few places.
And the honeycomb, it's interesting, actually has an amino acid when you consume it with the cone that helps to build your joints and connective tissue. It's called proline. So absolutely, make some cinnamon toast. If you do, use some whole grain sprouted bread. Oregano. Oregano is a spice that's amazing. It is great as a natural antibiotic. So when my kids come down with a cold or a flu, I use oregano oil, a couple of drops in about 8 ounces of water. Say, take a little swig. When you have that tooth pain, clove oil. Clove is the most powerful antioxidant spice on the planet, 18 times more powerful than blueberries. And if someone were to go online and look at turmeric NCBI, that shows the national database of published research. I looked yesterday, saw studies on depression, Alzheimer's. I saw studies with turmeric on other brain issues, inflammation, but that's just one spice. You go to ginger. There's a spice in Thailand called galangal that we have in soup sometimes at Thai restaurants. This is the past, present, and future of healing.
Okay, let's face it, though, most likely it's in the stores because it's a product that enhances flavor in food. They're not even thinking about what it might do for their well-being.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're trying to wake people up. Now, is it going to make, when people become aware, is it going to make that product more difficult to get? Is it possible to harvest it and keep it coming? Where when people decide, I want to start practicing these things that I can see will apply to challenges that I face, are they going to be able to get the product? Or now is there going to be some secret new place that all these place things are flowing through? Are they going to be able to get it? You're telling me that you're not just giving people wishful hope, wishful thinking, rather than positive possibilities.
It is absolutely available. If I just think of one easy to grow plant that can do probably 50 things for you, pepper, hot pepper, cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper improves circulation. Cayenne pepper can help your brain. Cayenne pepper can help heart challenges, even in acute situations.
I don't like real hot, spicy stuff.
I don't either, but you can use a little bit.
Well, can you tone it down somehow?
Absolutely.
You really?
Absolutely.
Do you tell people how to tone down hot spice?
We do.
Do you actually do that?
Yes, you can combine it with other oils, such as coconut oil or olive oil. We call it a carrier oil. We've heard of frankincense, obviously, from the story of Jesus' birth. Frankincense in an oil is one of the most powerful substances on the planet for your brain and your body. Lavender, we love the smell. Lavender is one of the best substances to help you sleep, to reduce stress. You can dab some lavender oil on your forehead when you have a headache. Every single condition you can think of, from headaches to allergies to colds and flus to toenail fungus, is covered in natural remedies. That's why I'm saying this isn't a book you read and put on the shelf. You're going to keep it right near all of your food. You'll keep it in your pantry. You'll keep it on your kitchen counter. There's dozens of recipes here, and you'll learn how to use herbs, spices, essential oils. It's truly a reference guide to wellness.
It's not cost prohibitive.
No, not at all.
If you would like your very own encyclopedia to get into some of these natural remedies, I'm going to tell you how to get the book, Natural Remedies. We care about your health. We want you to learn to take care of that temple that God has given you. At the same time, we want to invite you into helping others who need help. Sometimes we need help. Natural Remedies will help you with your health, and there's a way for you to help others with their health, and it's through the program we call Water for Life. Water for Life is simply going into places where people have no clean drinking water, where people are suffering from waterborne diseases, and going in and drilling hundreds of feet, sometimes thousands of feet, down into the earth to bring up what God has given us, which is clean drinking water. And Tammy, when we do this with people that watch and partner, it radically changes people's lives.
It does, and we've been there. I've been there when the drill has finally hit clean water and it's flying out of the top, and you see the whole village come to life, and the kids that are happy, and I'm jumping around, I'm happy. It's exciting, and I want to be a part of things, anything that is life-giving, life-saving, life-producing. And this is one of those things for me that changes everything, clean water. So please, would you consider being a part of that with us today? Watch this and see how you can make a difference.
The far corners of the world frame a beautiful picture of God's creation and the unique people created in His own image. And as you visit different countries, you're sure to see many different cultures and customs. But even in the midst of this diversity, there is one commonality shared by all: the need for water. We need water to grow our food. We need water to care for our animals. And we ourselves need to drink water to survive. But unfortunately, many people around the world don't have access to clean water. The only water they have available is contaminated, and it's the children that suffer the most from waterborne diseases.
La niña a mí se me murió de infección en los riñones y de diarrea. Y esa agua está contaminada, pero esa es la única agua que hay aquí.
Chà, nhóm khóa thức tăng bị khí mê lô hô, mà tôi rồi ngay nó được khóa thức, phá thức ở sàn, phá thức chả. Cứ xa, dưới tôi mà thay cứ xa, nhóm cứ xa, cực thì đừng ở chư, địa rung chân đừng ở.
Just as the problem of contaminated water is the same around the world, so is the solution. You can help drill new water wells in many different countries and provide clean water to hundreds of thousands of people. Clean water changes everything. Clean water saves lives.
It does, it does, it does. Clean water changes every aspect of their lives. It saves their very lives. It's amazing for me to sit and watch when we actually hit water and it comes out. And I know that this village is going to forever be changed. But I also know the reality of the fact that there's many, many other villages that are without water. So what can we do about that today? We can join together. We can make a difference together. We can go into these villages that are without, that are dying from the contaminated water that they're currently drinking now because they have no option. They have no other choice. This is their only source of water. But we know a better way. And we have a way to go in there, to bring in our trucks, to bring in our people, to survey the land, to find the best spot to put that water well for that village that's usually going to provide water for about 1,000 people in that village. Can you imagine the lives that will be changed because we do something about it today? The need is great. It's truly enormous. And we want to be a part of something life-giving. And so that's why we're coming to you again today to say, would you please consider joining us? Together we can make a difference, Randy.
We can. And I know you've traveled enough.
Yeah.
You ever gotten a bug or something from drinking bad water?
I have, yes.
You know how fast it hits you.
Yes, I have.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
And when you get into some of those remote areas, different parts of the world, it's the same story. When you get some kind of illness, it comes on fast, it comes on hard, and a lot of times you can't get to a place where you get medical attention. And when it happens to a child, it happens really fast sometimes. It's devastating. That's why it's so critical that we go in today into areas that need clean drinking water and we drill a water well. We want to provide 350 wells this year in the most critically needed places. We need your help to do it. The breakdown is this. An average well is a $4,800 project on average when we go into different places. Some places a little more, some places a little less, depending on the depth and depending on the location. But you get the idea. If you could provide a well, we would ask you to do that. Some of you could provide two, maybe three. We've had some people come back and say, I want to give 10 wells. And if you are in that position, we would certainly encourage you to pray about it because you can make a big impact. But here's the thing. A $48 gift will provide enough water for 10 people for, on average, a lifetime. $144 will provide water, clean drinking water, for 30 people for their lifetime. Whatever you can do, when we come together, that's the beauty of the body of Christ. When we come together to say, I want to demonstrate the love of Christ to these people, we can have a big impact. So whatever you can do, I encourage you to go online or go to the phone, make the best gift you can. And when you do, ask for Jordan Rubin's book, Natural Remedies. If you already have one, maybe get another one and give it to somebody. But when you do, just know you being a part of Water for Life is the key to giving life to so many people. So go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. Do it right now.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $48 or more, we'll also send you The Blessing of Taking Communion, a companion book to help feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last week to receive Natural Remedies. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
14 years ago, God brought Jordan Rubin into my life. His principles are real, they're proven. I'm the evidence of it.
And within about a week, I noticed huge inflammation reduction. I noticed I wasn't stiff after my morning hike. It was amazing.
Following Jordan Rubin's principles has transformed our health and our immune system.
His teaching and his guidance have made an incredible change in my life and my family's life.
I hope you are going online or going to the phone. Make the best gift you can. We can do this. We can reach the goal. We can stop death. We can give people life when we give them clean drinking water. And Tammy, I know people are going to enjoy Natural Remedies.
Absolutely. Remember, for any gift that you give today, we want to send you this book. It's really invaluable. I need this book. You need this book. So call today with any gift that you make today. Request this book. Yep. We want to send it to you, and we want to help change your life together. Thank you for watching Life Today. We really appreciate you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer.
Diego Mesa overcame cancer through Natural Remedies. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.